So the first slide is summarizes the points that we're going to make and what affected the first bubble was the 2007 financial crisis. We'll go through that. Go through some data on current sales drivers, jobs, GDP. Jobs are expanding, GDP is expanding, sales and prices are increased. Talk a little bit about capital availability versus what it was a few years ago. Continued foreign interest in U.S. properties continues to flow in. New construction, rental growth, those are the various points that we'll be talking about. The first point I want to make is what we're talking about is a bubble. And if you remember back in the 90s when Alan Greenspan used the coined phrase irrational exuberance, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about a bubble. It's emotional, it's irrational, it's unsustainable, and it's unsupportable. So what we're going to go through is you'll see some data points that say, yeah, maybe there are some things where prices are expanding, but it's not necessarily unsustainable, and there are mitigating factors. When the bubble pops, it crashes. It's widespread. It's universal. There may be some corrections. If those of us who live in Texas, you're seeing some spikes in prices in Houston, in Dallas, in Austin, California, Florida, things like that, that there may be pockets of growth, and there may be corrections in that in those instances. But in general, I'll start with the answer is we do not believe that we're in a bubble. We believe that there are pockets that there could be some corrections in the future where the prices are growing fairly quickly. But it will be in specific areas, it'll be in specific classes, and it won't be overall. And the reason for it is continues to be supported by low inflation, by the shortage of labor. Most employers say the number one problem is finding labor.